been asked to speak about kashering kitchen kelim in a holiday house. Before we speak about kitchen and appliances, I'll speak about a little bit about kelim. Kelim is not normally nowadays a big issue, because even if we don't bring along our own kelim, but you could buy disposable dishes. In kashering the goy's spoons and knives and forks, that's something which no one would normally do nowadays. However, sometimes you come into the goy's house, we're talking about someone who takes the rents the house from a goy, and there are cups, jugs, mugs, glass coffee cups. So mikra din, it's good to know that sometimes they could be used, even without kashering them. And basically it's divided into three madregas. There's plastic or metal cups or dishes, and then there are klicheres, which is enamel or china, and then there is glass. Glass is a machlekes in the poskim, if it's beleya, if it's not beleya. And if it is beleya, it's a machlekes, if you could kasher it, you can't kasher it. The gabe Pesach, we machme, that glass is beleya. But we pass that it could be kashered. The gabe whole year round, Issa Vehete, Prima Gulen says, and Kivege brings it down, that we could be saying that glass is not belay at all. So that means that you could use the glass that you find in the goy's house, even for a cup of coffee, which is hot. And even if the goy had used it for coffee, it's his coffee, and with his tray for milk, it's not belay, and therefore it could be used lechatchila. So that's something which is useful. That's dafke kli zechuchis. Any other kelim, of course, or belea. But the shaila is that you could use them at least with a cold drink. So the only thing which you could use with a hot drink is glass. Other materials, zikha, can't be used for hot, but sometimes they could be used for cold drinks, as I will explain. The difference, there's a chilik between kli matchas and kli cheres. A china cup should not be used for cold drink either. But if it's plastic or it's any other material which is not china and it's not glass, then you're allowed to use it with cold food or drink. It's machlekes shach and taz and some sort of caliph. The taz is machme if it's wet. Even if it's cold, the taz is machme, but the shach holds that even if it's wet, as long as it's cold, and as long as the dish was cleaned well, it could be used lechatchila for cold food or drink. And since the aside is because davar tzaynan is not maflit to the beliyah, so you don't have to worry about it. As long as it's clean, there's no be'en, it could be used.
So why?
What?
Even if the
guy uses it for hot, as long as you use it for cold. That's only other materials except for china. China, there's a chumra to klicheres. Klicheres, we find Shachar speaks out there in Tzadik Aleph. We're more machmir, because the head of using a keli of a goy, but tzoyin is only by a kroi. In other words, you can't use it permanently for that. But if you're on a holiday house for a week or two, that's called a kroi, so then it could be used. But klicheres, we're machmir, even by a kroi, which means even if it's not for permanent use, because since it's not kasherable, with cheshish, that if you allow him to do it by kroi, he'll use it by kriyas, because it's not like he hasn't got an option of kashering it. So by klicheres we machme even by kroi, which means a kroi means not permanent, the temporary use. Mash enkein, if it's metal or tin or plastic, then you could use it on a non-permanent basis, as long as you're using it for cold, even if the goy had used it for hot. So therefore you could make a fruit salad in a bowl which the goy has used. That's in Finland and Suleiman that he used it once for hot tray for food. But since now I'm using it with cold, it's not a problem. Pyrex is glass. Yeah. So we could say that to sum up, there's three types of kelim: kli cheres, even by koi, and even is not allowed. Kli matches, kli plastic, by koi, betzoin is allowed, and kli zchuches is allowed even by chamin, because it's not balea at all, and it's not therefore it's not usdik kelim. So that's about the dishes. Now I want to speak about kashering the kitchen. No, it applies to forks and knives as well. If the forks and knives are made out of metal and use them now only for cold, yeah. You don't have to wait 24 hours because Cyrus will pass the stone kelim of a goy or in a ben yeman. So we could assume that it's been 24 hours in any case, even if we don't know for sure. Ah, one second. I talk about the knife. That's a point. That's a good point. If you're going to use the knife to cut a double harif, then that's not allowed. No, if they use it for hot and use it for a double harif, it's also a problem. If they use it for a double harif and use it for a double harif, it's also a problem. The point is, if it's already belua with issa, then normally we use it for cold, shachol, it's cold. What's the problem? Even if it's wet, it's not mafid. The only problem is the ba'en, so as long as it's clean, you're okay. But if you're using it with a double charef, it's good to or if you're using the knife, in the case of a knife, to cut a double charef, then if there is issa in the knife, it will come back out again. So that's not allowed. So it should not be used, a boy's knife should not be used to cut a double charef. Now, as far as the kashering in the kitchen is concerned, it's first to speak about the stove. That's the most neger to most people. That's not something that you could schlep along. So the stove has to be said and stated quite clearly that a stove, an oven, I'm not talking about the hob, the top, but I'm talking about the oven itself, an oven cannot be kashered, full stop. There's too many problems with it. If it's a goy's house, you probably use it for chazer, and it has treifas belua, and the problem is, since it requires liban, because the klal is something which is belua, the eish requires liban, and Liban, there's two madregas, Liban Kal, Liban Chomer. According to many poskim, a normal oven does not even achieve the status of Liban Kal. Even if you put it on its highest setting for an hour, it won't become. So the Filin Nishun comes to Liban Kal and Kolshkin is to Liban Gummer. Unless if it's a self clean oven, then, yeah, you could say it comes to Liban Gummer even. But in most cases, most ovens don't have a self clean setting. You could say there's no eitzah of being malabin them, and therefore the only eitzah is to, if you want to heat the food inside the oven, is to have the food double wrapped. That's with the oven. That's the inside of the oven. So first of all, it should be cleaned as well as possible, and then as long as the food is double wrapped, you can put it inside the oven. Now the top part of the oven is that's the gas stove. So if it's a traditional flame gas stove, which actually has a flame coming up, so then that's the easiest to kasher, because eish kashers. So as long as you are able to spread the heat around, it kashers. So the most practical way of kashering a gas stove is by putting all the four gas outlets onto the highest flame. Cover it with a blech for a few minutes, and then you've kashered the whole top pot. However, I can't take a chayis, you might damage the gas stove. That's also not something which is an option, especially if it's not your own, it's chilul Hashem, it's gezeile. So that's, you have to be very careful if you use that eitzah. In your own house, it's one thing. Someone else's house, it might be a bit, I don't want to recommend it. What? Who hasn't got blech? Okay, you haven't got blech. That's not an, I'm saying, even if you do have a blech, the blech would be the best eitzah, but it's not recommended in someone else's house. It has to be there at least for a couple of minutes. Immediately is not enough. Because it has to absorb the heat first, yeah. And then spread it to all parts of the top. What?
Yeah,
no, actually with Liban it doesn't have to be clean. Only with Hagula. Liban does not have to be clean. That's the advantage of Liban. So this would be a good way of being melaven it, and it would have the benefit of not having to clean it either, the top part. But it's not. I don't want to recommend it because it's possible that you will damage the whole thing. So the other eitz is then in such a case. The other eitz is to cover everything with silver foil, and the pan rest should be covered with silver foil. The part, the area between the underneath the pan rest should be covered with silver foil. Any exposed area should be covered where the pots or the food might touch, should be covered with silver foil, and should probably use the thick silver foil, because all types of silver foil tears quite easily. I must just mention that it's a lot of work to cover it properly and do it properly, and it's likely that it'll have to be fixed up a few times during the holiday, because it tears, and once it tears, it's not much use, because it's exposed. I must tell you that it might be kedai for you to consider taking along on your holiday a two-ring burner. They're not that expensive and not that heavy to transport. And then you haven't got the whole problem. You just use your own kusha, so it's easier and probably not that expensive either. So it's kedai to make that. I think it's kedai, a worthwhile investment, definitely. But make it then you could use silver foil or chicken wire. Chicken wire is also an eitz. So you cover the pan rest with chicken wire so that the pans, the kosher pans, pots don't touch the. That's the main point. The whole mal of silver foil, chicken wire, is since we are not able to kasher the top, we have to make sure that nothing touches. Well, nothing touches, and that's not the problem. So the silver foil creates a chasitza, and the same thing with chicken wire. So that's the best way to do it, unless you have your own kosher one. Now, a microwave. Okay, so electric, it's the same thing. Also, you have to, whatever gets red, hot, that's self-kashering. It's red, then it's liban. But all other areas have to be covered, just as the same with the gas stove, has to be covered with silver foil, and the pan rest has to be covered, and... It also, if there's a filter at the top, it's also sometimes good to know the vent. It's full of trefa sometimes. It should be changed if it's possible. If the fan is working, the fan's not working, you're not using the fan, the extractor fan, then you have to cover it. You should cover it, because if not, the zeh which comes up will be mafid, the isla come, and bring it back down again. If you cover it, you've created the chatzitz. It's not, the zeh can't go through with silver foil. But if you're going to use the extractor, obviously you can't cover it. So then the only answer is to, if you're able to change, they come with filters which are changeable. You put in a fresh filter, then you could use it. But if you can't do that, then it shouldn't be used, and it should be covered. Microwave, it's again. It depends what the blia, how the blia of in the case of a microwave, there's different to an oven, but the funnels get piping hot. The walls get very, very hot. So even each time food falls, it's called bilur de'ah esh, but it has a hot red element inside the oven, and that causes the blia to go straight into the funnels. That's why it's a big problem. Microwave has not got such a, not as problematic, because the funnels don't get hot in the microwave. Only thing which gets hot is the food itself. That, in turn, heats up the funnels, but the funnels hasn't got its own heat. There's no esh in there, so according to some poskim, a microwave does not need liban. It's enough. The way the balir goes in, which is through zeh, through steam, and that's in that same way it could come out again. So you could be kasher it with steam. Mechitzer mentions that as a eitzah. You should put inside the microwave a mug of water and put it on for 5 minutes till it boils, and then the zeh spreads into the around the whole microwave, and by doing so you've kashered it. But I must say that's a machleik, because not everyone holds you could do that. Not everyone holds kabel kachpeit. Not everyone holds you could kasher with zeh. So mamele, again, a microwave, best off not using. unless you can cover the food, as I said before. If it's clean, you don't have to be double wrapped. That's the advantage of a microwave. The fanness of a tanner of nivelawood is so it has to be double wrapped. The food has to be double wrapped. But the fanness of a microwave, not nivelawood, is the only concern is the zeh, which will bring it out from the bring the blade back out from the fanness. For that's enough that it's sufficient that you cover the food even with one layer. So as long as the food is covered, but it has to be covered well with no cracks. Covered well from all sides with, you can't use silver film in the microwave, but you could use cling film or a microwavable plastic. Kaylee, if it's sealed, it seals, you bring along your own microwavable plastic Kaylee and make sure that. What? Okay, the way is finished. Okay, so then a little hole on top is not a problem. Little hole, just so that the steam, that the pressure should be able to come out, is not a problem. But still, as long as the food is in the container and it's not touching the fanus at all, then it's okay. But what? Yeah. Yeah. Then it's an oven, and then it's the same shape as the oven. It can't be kashered. Then it can't be kashered. Yeah. Electric kettle, strictly speaking, electric kettle is self-kasherable because you boil it with water, you fill it with water right to the top until it boils over. Only problem is, so that's hagula. It's hagula makayla rishon, which is the best way of kashering something. The only problem is that it's possible that if a goy uses the electric kettle to pour boiling water on sausages, like you said, yeah. So then the zeya comes up from outside the kettle. It goes into the kettle. Now when you kasher a kettle, you boil the kettle with hot water, you're boiling it from the inside, not boiling the outside pot. And if the blia came from the outside, hits the outside of the kettle, you have to kasher that pot. So the only way to do it is by pouring from another kettle onto that kettle. That's the way to do it. It's a bit of a messy job, but that's the best way to do it. In other words, the kettle should first be filled with hot water and left to boil for longer than normal, in other words, until it overflows. If it overflows from all sides and it runs down the sides, then that's fine. Then you've cached it outside as well. If you can't fill it right to the top, then you should, whilst it's boiling, you should pour water from the outside whilst the water inside is boiling, and that achieves the same thing. You should be careful, by the way, when you're messing around with an electric kettle with water. You shouldn't do something dangerous. What? Yeah, well, you've cashed it because you've cashed the inside of the kettle has been cashed. It's fine. Plastic. The problem is that, like plastic is cashable. Plastic, you could cash a plastic. So that wouldn't be such a concern. The concern is that the beer comes from the outside. Yeah. A toaster normally you could say that it's same thing. It's liben. Because it gets red, the element gets red. However, the poskim say that the part which touches the bread never actually gets red hot. It gets hot, but specially made that it shouldn't get too hot. It's not what burned the bread. It doesn't get too hot. So some say that therefore you can't kasher it. Because the liban means the part which touches the issa has to become red hot. For liban goma. Maybe you could say it's libun kal, perhaps. Libun kal means that a kash is nisraf, so you could probably make an experiment. If you put a tissue on it and it burns and shrivels, you say, then it's libun kal. But again, libun kal, by a sura bola, you don't rely on libun kal, but it has to be libun gomu. And so, okay, pas akum, you could say, is not the sura bola, because then pas akum is kusha, pas balta is kusha, so then maybe it wasn't bale. So a toaster. Maybe if it's a tzerch, then you could use it as long as you make sure to kasher it a couple of times by pushing down the element till it gets hot, and then you can go ahead and use it for your bread. Although it is a mukum to be machna. Sometimes it does. That's true. That's a good point. Then it's a surah bala. Yeah. Although I suppose you could say that the majority of breads don't contain fat. So you go b'saroiv, it's a sofik, and say ben yomer, it's a sofik derabonon, so you could be making. But as I said, it is recommended to bring along your own toaster as well. Dishwasher cannot be kashered because it can't be cleaned. something which can't be cleaned, can't be kashered. It should be as, like haguda, because it's not. It's boiling water. The water is going around and around the whole machine. But the problem is, for haguda to help, it has to be clean. And in the dishwasher, it's impossible to clean. There are little cracks and areas where the food gets in, the schmutz gets in, and you can't even reach it, you can't clean it. So maybe it's not at all advisable to use a Gersh dishwasher. The countertop is as well. If you boil it, pour boiling water over the top, the mikra then should have to use Evan Malubin. Then the problem is that Evan Malubin, it's a bit dangerous, especially in someone else's house. So I would not recommend anyone using Evan Malubin. So all you could do is haguda the kedirish, which is pouring from a boiling kettle onto the surface. The besayach on haguda itself, if he'd use it mamash for treifas, is not kedai. So as an extra precaution, you should also cover it with a layer of silver foil. So if you kashed it by pouring boiling water over the countertop and in the sink, and then you cover the countertop area with silver foil or with the plastic tablecloth, the inside of the sink, obviously, besides pouring boiling water, if it's stainless steel, it's very good, but the same thing, since it should need Evan Malubin, so you can't be saying on the fact that you've poured boiling water, because boiling water is only irre kelerishin. Evan Malubin gives it a status of kelerishin itself, but as I said, Evan Malubin is not practical, so therefore it also has to be covered. If it's covered, then it's enough irre kelerishin, haguna with a book, by pouring from a boiling kettle. Mikra did not, but only if it's really covered really very well. The problem with covering is they tend to get loose a bit and they tend to slide around. It's not so safe. So, what? Yeah, but the Ebet and the Benyomi is our problem. What? Eroi and Ene Benyomi. Yeah, okay. The problem is that it's like you said in the space, if the guy used the Dovacham, the Dovagush, as another calibration. So he used it, there was some tray for flesh, hot flesh on the countertop, it's not another calibration. So when you're cashing it by pouring from a kettle, it's only eerie. Eerie is not as strong as a calibration. That's why the only aids is Evan Malubin, because Evan Malubin gives it another calibration. As I say, Evan Malubin is not practical, so the only aids is to cover it. But even if you do cover it, to be so much on the covering itself is also not good, because the covering could slip away. So you should cash it with a calibration and cover two together. That's good enough. And the sinks, obviously, you should get plastic containers, big containers, one for milk, one for flesh, put them inside the sinks. The sink should first of all be kashered by pouring boiling water over the whole stainless steel pot. And then you should put these inserts inside and be very macked, but no dishes should go inside the sink, only inside the plastic dish, and you should make a hole that the water could drain from the plastic hole down to the waste pipe. And the fridge is no problem, as long as you wipe it clean, you could use it, and more or less everything. So, menshach alachaim alashulim, and a good holiday. So, give him grace to Chizik.